The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, online at WTKA.com. Man, we have a lot to get to here on this show. Of course, it's still celebrating championship week here on the show, but the Michigan men's basketball team plays its first Big Ten game of the season tonight. So a lot to get to on the show. Of course, we start out now every show by reminding you that it has now been 738 days since the last time Ohio State beat Michigan on the football field. Coming up on the show today, we're going to go between the lines with Jack Miller at 7:05. We're going to get to the recruiting roundup at around 7:45. It's Tuesday, so it'll be Tuesday with KBA. Kim Barnes-Rico, the Michigan women's basketball coach, will join us at 8:05. Our Townie Top 3 with Rich Reddy at around 8:45. And then Eric Adelson joins us for the 9 o'clock hour as he is back in his regular slot on his regular day. It's a couple weeks in a row. We thanked him for shuffling schedules around, but we are back to a regular schedule this week. And it's great to have EA back on Tuesdays with us here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket. We also have two JH pieces of audio for you. One is Jim Harbaugh. He spoke to the media Sunday on an Orange Bowl Zoom call, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. We also heard from Juwan Howard yesterday before the team left for tonight's Big Ten opener at Nebraska, so we'll get to Juwan Howard coming up in just a little bit. There's one thing that he said in there. I had to clean up his audio. He said something about he was asked about defending a title. He's not wrong, because boxers defend belts, right? Boxers defend titles. NCAA champions, Big Ten champions, they don't defend championships. You attempt to repeat as champions, but unless you break a rule during that year you won, you don't get those taken away from you, right? Boxers lose belts. Now, they can always claim to be the former heavyweight champion or whatever it might be, but if when you lose the belt, so therefore you are defending your title. But Michigan men's basketball, or next year, Michigan football, right? They're not defending their title because it can't be taken away. The 2020 men's basketball, or the 2021 men's basketball championship, the 2021 Big Ten football championship cannot be taken away, right? It can only be attempted to be repeated, so not defended. So when he says it's bleep in the past, I agree. 100%, it's in the past. We're going to hear from Juwan coming up in a little bit. The big news locally coming yesterday was, of course, the listing of the Heisman finalists and then the uproar from East Lansing over Kenneth Walker not being included on the list. Fact is, no September or October Heisman guys, and maybe my bias makes me think that they kind of got it right. I don't know, but I think it's going to go Bryce Young, number one, Heisman Trophy finalist from the quarterback from Alabama. Aiden Hutchinson, number two. Of course, our defensive end here at Michigan. C.J. Stroud at number three, the quarterback at Ohio State. And then Kenny Pickett, the quarterback from Pittsburgh, at number four. And maybe it's my Big Ten bias, so maybe you swap three and four. In fact, maybe Pickett's going to end up number two. I doubt it. But I admit, we all probably admit we have a Big Ten bias. Obviously, we definitely have a Michigan bias. I don't think it's going to matter because, and as I said, I'm good with this, right? Because I said this on Saturday morning. Or Saturday afternoon during the KeyBank countdown to kickoff, Aiden Hutchinson had to have a game in the Big Ten championship game, and he did. But I also said that either Georgia had to win or Bryce Young couldn't have a day in an Alabama win. Well, he did. And I'd love to be proved wrong, but this award generally isn't for defensive guys. And actually, Tom Van Haren from ESPN posted this yesterday. It was a really good stat. Including the current list, so there's one obviously in the current list with Aiden Hutchinson, there have been 11 defensive players voted as Heisman finalists since 1981. So we're talking 40 years, right? 11 defensive players as finalists in 40, 41 finalist years or whatever that actually is if you do the full math. But point is, over four decades, 11, that's about, right? You know, it's not every year, needless to say. You're about one every, about a quarter of the time. So give or take. Anyway, four of those 11 actually played in the Big Ten. You had Chase Young from Ohio State, and Aiden Hutchinson, for the record, so far has proven to be the anti-Chase Young, because Chase Young in his final four games of the season when he was at Ohio State against Michigan did nothing. In the Big Ten championship game, did nothing. Now his team's won, got to give him credit, but he didn't do anything. Down the stretch in the playoff games, didn't do anything. He was basically shut out. Aiden Hutchinson against Ohio State, beasted. Against Iowa, beasted. Now, what's he going to do in the playoff? We'll find out. But in his final games down the stretch, big games in November. Now he, you know, Michigan stumbled at the end of October. And we're hearing all about that one from the Michigan State fans when they think that's the reason why their guy should be in the Heisman on the Heisman finalist list. Well, down the stretch, Aiden has been really strong. So it's Chase Young, Jabril Peppers, Charles Woodson, and now Aiden Hutchinson. The four defensive players out of the Big Ten in the last 40 years, for the 11 defensive players in the last 40 or 41 years that have been named Heisman finalists. And Ndamukong Suh, by the way, because I know people keep asking, he was played at Nebraska and he was a finalist, but they were still in the Big 12 at the time. That doesn't not count. And none of that stuff counts in the Big Ten from Nebraska unless you watch Big Ten, the Big Ten Elite Series on BTN, and then they think everything prior to they got here counts as Big Ten. But that obviously doesn't. The point being, it's rare to get there in the first place. It's really hard, as we know, for a defense player to win because Charles is still the only guy to do it. And one of the main reasons he was able to win it, punt returns, off big key offensive plays and touchdowns, right? It wasn't just about what he did on the defense side of the football. So you move forward. The big question that we got locally was about Kenneth Walker. You know, and Sparty loves to point out all of Michigan's September Heismans, right? Well, they don't hand out Heismans in October either. And you got to stop comparing stats from previous years because people are bringing up like Kenny Willekes' numbers, which are not even apples to apples comparisons with Aiden, but that's besides the point. Year to year is different. If somebody runs away with the numbers, they're you don't compare different. You compare within the year and you compare within the players within each other and you see who should be there. Every season is very different, and so you have to have the context of that season. And the fact is, you can have a great game in October and have a Heisman moment in October. And I said this on the station, on the post-game show on that night on the 30th, when we came back on after Halloween the next morning on that Monday, I talked about it again. Kenneth Walker was the Heisman Trophy favorite, the front runner at that point in time after what he put up against Michigan. He scored 5 touchdowns against Michigan, his biggest rival. That put him in the front runner. If scoring 5 touchdowns against your biggest rival puts you in the Heisman race, then Hassan Haskins should be in this conversation too, because Michigan's biggest rival, he scored 5 against Ohio State. But that's besides the point. Fact is, Kenneth Walker had a great, he was the front runner. Nationally, he was the front runner. That was the conversation that week, the straw poll, everything. He was the front runner. But you know what you have to do in November? If you're the Heisman front runner in October, just like if you're the front runner in September, you have to produce, you have to perform, you have to have your Heisman moments in November. And that's why I said on Saturday during the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, Aiden had to have a game and Bryce Young at Alabama could not, or Georgia had to win. First of all, Alabama won. And second of all, Bryce Young had himself a day. What is it, over 400 yards and 3 touchdowns plus a bunch of yards on the ground? He had himself a day. He won the Heisman. It's okay. Right? Aiden deserves to be in New York. I would love to be surprised and have Aiden pull off the upset and win. I don't think that's going to be the case. I'd love to be wrong. But if Kenneth Walker had a day against Ohio State, he'd be in New York. But his team got shellacked by Ohio State, and he did nothing in that game. And Michigan State fans are kind of come out and saying he was hurt, well, that doesn't matter. He didn't have a game. If he was hurt or healthy, he has to have a game in November. You've got to have your Heisman moments in November. And I've got to be honest, as the night wore on last night, the disrespect nonsense, the Sparty whining, I mean, it's so old, right? But it's okay, because Sparty tears this year, they're kind of this blend of orange and peach, right? They're okay. I don't mind these Sparty tears this year. We're done with you. You won the game this year. Great. We're fine. I mean, we're not happy that you won the game, but whatever. Michigan beat its biggest rival, Ohio State, by far, in dominant fashion. And you're in third place. Michigan blew out the Big Ten West champion. They won the Big Ten, and you're in third place. Go focus on the Peach Bowl. Go focus on the transfer portal. Enjoy that you did beat the Big Ten champion, but you're a third place team. All the lines you threw at Michigan, Sparty, third place, highs, September and October Heismans, all those things, they're coming back to bite you, aren't they, right now? I'm enjoying these peach, orangey, blended tears coming out of Sparty land. Quite entertaining. So there is that. And the other piece of news here from Ann Arbor before we get to the break and we get to Jim Harbaugh and Juwan Howard, as we have some audio for you coming up on the show. Courtney Morgan, director of player personnel from the Wolverines, was announced yesterday, was reported yesterday. He's leaving for a similar job at Washington. And if you've listened to this show from the time that Courtney, who Played here from 99 to 2003 and got this job in April. If you listened when he got the job, Sam talked about his time at Fresno. He talked about his time with Kellen DeBoer, his relationship with him. Well, he's the new head coach at Washington, and he reached out. So here is my take from just on the outside perspective, because I'm not the recruiting guy, so I don't focus on the recruiting side. When I have recruiting questions, I ask Sam just like everybody else, although I obviously have a little better access to get answers, and I probably get more answers than most people, and then can't talk about them until later on. But I don't follow it as close. That's not what I do. I can't handle the recruiting like Sam does. I'm let him handle it. So I'm just on the outside of this perspective. And I don't know exactly why he's leaving, but it's a relationship business, and he has that relationship with Kellen DeBoer. So you have to start with that point in time. But I also want to say this, and I'm not disappointed he's leaving. If he wants to go back to the West Coast, if he wants to work with his friend, more power. It's a professional. It's a profession. It's a job. I just say good luck to Courtney Morgan. But he did really important work in short time for Michigan. I'm not really talking about specific players or commits or what happened in this recruiting cycle. I'm not even getting into who's in the class, who he helped bring in, who he helped put on a board. None of that. I'm just talking about just like Mike McDonald coming in, Mike Hart and Ron Bellamy coming back, George Hilo or Clint coming in. They all really wanted to be here, but they all took a risk. If you remember, we all remember, we've talked a lot about this. Jim Harbaugh bet on himself. Now, we know he won, and it's amazing. It's terrific, right? We loved it. But in hindsight, we can have this conversation. But those guys also bet on Jim, too. If they don't succeed this year, and they're all out, right? If Jim's out at the end of the year, those guys might all be looking for new jobs. Mike McDonald came from the Ravens. He had a great job, right? These guys all, Clint was very comfortable, had a great job at Kentucky. Hilo was fine at Maryland. These guys all had good jobs, right? But they all took a risk to bet on Jim, just like Jim bet on himself, and so did Courtney Morgan. Finding a director of recruiting or director of player personnel in that window of time in April, someone that doesn't have Michigan ties maybe, or someone that, you know, is really good in the business, has a lot of, but again, it may be hard to bring them in. You know, I take that job, and if the team doesn't have the success on the field, I'm out. They're out. The coaching staff's out. I'm already looking for a new job. It's a tough position to be. Courtney comes in, takes the job. He takes the risk like those other guys do. They bet on himself. They win, right? They all have won because Michigan obviously has won. It's going to be a lot different, I think, again, from a just on the outside perspective. Now, it's disappointing to lose a Michigan guy. I'm not going to downplay that part of it. I know people are friends with Courtney. I'm not going to downplay that part of it. But from a position, from the just the job perspective, it's going to be a lot bigger pool of candidates that are going to be interested in this job this year, or this time around, than back in March and April when this process went around the first time when Courtney Morgan was hired. At least, again, that's my just on the outside perspective, because the risk is different. They won. They bet on themselves. They won big. Things are locked back in, right? The hot seat stuff that really wasn't really going on, but people were talking about it, so it had a perception that it was going on. That's gone. That's over. So Courtney taking that risk and coming here and doing the work that he did helps, just like the other guys, just like Jim betting on himself, puts this position, this job, in a much better position than it was back many months ago when they brought in Courtney Morgan. So good luck at Washington, I guess. You know, I don't know Court as well as, you know, a lot of the other guys here. Sam's talked about him. You know, Sam knows him really well. Know some other people that know him. I wish him luck, obviously. See how he does at Washington. But at the end of the day, becomes next man up. But the pool of candidates should be a lot better, a lot bigger than the pool of candidates back in April or March. Step aside, take a break. We're going to shift gears, talk a little basketball with Juwan Howard. Then we're going to get back to football with Jim Harbaugh coming up here in this hour here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.